but cannot teach the other. The wisdom is not as great as Buddha. And those followers are Savaka Bodhisattva. So anyone who understands the teachings never change is Savaka Bodhisattva.
So ma'am, they have got the Kriya Chitta Bodhisattva also?
Bodhisattva. Anyone who understands firmly, Kriya, correctly.
He asked if Savaka Bodhisattva have Kriya Chitta.
Never. Only Arahata. So the Panna still has Kusala and Akusala, because the Anusya is not eradicated completely, not all yet. Only wrong understanding is completely, absolutely, never to arise again for Sotapanna. Because before becoming a Sotapanna, the understanding, the Panya, must be clearer and clearer, greater and greater. Because now, even Buddha's experience the direct arising and falling away of the citta, and he knows the nimitta and everything. And Savaka learns to understand what nimitta is. If there is no reality at all, there will never be nimitta of everything right now. But since seeing is not hearing, as much as one can understand now by one's own ability, seeing is not hearing for sure, forever. So by understanding that they cannot arise at once, at the same time at all, simultaneously. At moment of hearing, there is no seeing. At moment of seeing, there is no hearing, by conditions. And now there are only many nimittas of everything. So the attachment to things, different things, in a moment like now, has to be divided by panya, that it might be far apart, and that which is between cannot be known. They are the jittas, vipaka, and the puvanka in between. So at this moment, we cannot understand the citta before seeing, right? Never. And seeing itself, which sees, the nimitta of seeing only appear, the nimitta of the citta, and the citta before seeing and after seeing cannot appear at all, right? See, there is only seeing which appear, but not as it is, as nimitta of seeing. By understanding this, there is the less attachment to seeing when seeing is there. By understanding better and better about the separation, the difference between seeing and hearing and other realities, the panya begins to directly aware with right understanding of seeing as it is, as that which experienced, that which sees now, not now, little by little. And it depends on sati awareness, whether it arises to be aware of what. No selection at all, because sati hasn't arisen yet. So how can one know when sati arises, it will experience this or that, it is aware of this or that. So it has to be clear and clearer that no one can do anything. It depends on realities forever, which one will arise at what time, when and where. So by understanding this, the attachment to seeing becomes less, but very, very little at a time. Because now from hearing, no detachment from taking seeing for eye at all, impossible. That's not the function of vipassanayana, not patipatti. Because patipatti is moment when awareness arises, and it is different from only hearing or understanding, because at that moment it is aware of the moment when it's only seeing. But seeing does not appear as only one yet, because it begins to get used, accustomed to the characteristic which experience. Now even we talk a lot more about that which experience, it's not clear, because it's not the distinction between seeing and the object which is seen yet. See, it has to be understanding from moment to moment about just one characteristic right now. To be honest, what is seen? Say flower and things. who can see that they are not the same thing? This is this and that is that, see. But they appear together. It seems that how long will it take to develop panya by understanding the teachings, not by the self trying so hard to just read and think all the time about it. That is the self. So it's not that way. It has to become from learning to become detached from clinging and checking that which is not self as it is, as a reality, little by little. So now there can be the pariyatti, and then later there can be the beginning of patipatti. Awareness begin to be aware, just one reality at a time, by conditions, no expectation. By then panya understands the difference between pariyatti and patipatti. But it's so very little. And then it keep on to be conditioned, not to try to do. See, this is the difference between the self and the attachment and that which is panya. Panya will not attach. It knows correctly that it's not self, but it's only thinking about, because it's only theory, the pariyatti. But when there is patibhati, panya knows very little, because panya is not used or accustomed to the characteristic which is of self yet. But from hearing, considering, and understanding, it begins to understand the characteristic of reality as nama, that which experience, or rupa, or the whatever is the object at that tower, at that time. So it's quite a long, long time for not wanting, trying to have panya, to understand more. Then it developed by itself, little by little. But understanding develops. Understand the difference between pariyatti and patipatti. And no use to try to wait for the patipatti, because it depends on conditions only. And when there is more confidence on that which is the characteristic which experience and that which cannot experience, and not the same one at all the time, but very far apart, not very close enough to see, that that has to fall away before the other one arises. And that depends on the degree of vipassana jnana. So the first vipassana jnana is the understanding by experiencing directly the characteristic of nama. See?
Yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am.
This is quite far from now, because the moment of understanding nama, there is nothing at all. It's not the world like this, because no understanding of whatever appears. They seem like they arise and appear together. But at that moment of understanding clearer as vipassana jnana, the world is lost. Because only one reality appears. So right understanding, understand it as nothing but the reality which experiences nothing, even the object. Because the right understanding can understand each one differently. The nama cannot be the rupa, and the rupa is the rupa, it's not the experience. At that moment, it's dark world or bright world.
It's having their own characteristics.
Ajahn asks, at that moment, is it a dark world or a bright world?
Right now, it's bright, it's light. But no understanding of that which arises and falls away, no Methodist or that, see? So they seem that they arise together, and all at once there are people and things. That is not vipassana jnana. Because it's not the moment of precise, exact understanding of just one reality at a time by nimitta, appear as the mitta. See? So the reality itself arises and falls away much more to be known later, higher vipassana jnana.
The reality of what, Achan?
Of now.
Oh.
It's arising and falling, dark and light always is here.
Dark and light?
That if it's arising and falling, maybe it can be dark, it can be light.
By then, there is more understanding and firm understanding about among all realities, only one reality can be seen.
At a time.
No matter when. Only one reality among all other reality can be seen. Yeah, with the eyes. So it's the dark world.
So
the mind though is dark, for sure. When you close your eyes, there can be sound, thinking, and everything, hatred, attachment, but no light. True or not?
Yeah, no light.
So, when consciousness of that which experience is penetrated, it's dark. That which experience is not light. No light at all. No color, no form. That is why it arises to experience. Itself is not blue, red, or size, or anything at all. Just that which, in darkness, the mind is always dark. It's not the idol,
yes.
So it cannot be light.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sounds very scary, Achan.
So as long as you're afraid, it's never be vipassana jnana. That's why Panya is so courageous and
two things, rising and falling. So many characteristics, so many things running behind the things, n numbers of factors.
It's so scary because of attachment and the idea of self. But
ma'am, this is also one kind of a scaring. Is also one kind of a
when deep, one is attached to self, one doesn't want to let go.
Ma'am, for me, scaring is also one type of a chittasika is there, but it's ignorance and a defilement also.
It's so true. That one can know the truth is quite a relief from being ignorant and enslaved to attachment anymore. That's why in Tipitaka it's called lopa attachment, as we are enslaved by tanha.
Tanha.
So tanha is the boss, the big boss.
Yes.
It can be
the owner of the house. The owner
many,
of the
many words to explain. The teacher and the follower. It wants something and then it follows the desire controlled by that. So it's not for the foolish one or the coward ones, because the coward cannot understand what is true.
Yes.
So, scary.
Tanha, it's the chief root of suffering.
Mm-hmm. According to the Four Noble Truths. But at the same time, the ignorance is there. But no one knows about ignorance, because ignorance cannot know anything as it is. But lopa, every day can be known. No one knows that because of ignorance there is lopa. But it's there together. So sometimes even it's not mentioned, it's there. Only lopa, but it's impossible to have just lopa. There must be ignorance there too. But ignorance cannot be experienced or understood like lopa. Now who understand ignorance? The moment of being ignorant, moha, is not known. But moment of lopa can be known.
But ma'am, ignorance is also real?
There. Yeah, it's real.
Real, and lobha is also real.
Yeah,
and
everything.
Both have what characteristics?
That is the...
One can be known and one can't be known.
All right. What is this moment? Ignorance arises, right?
Yes.
And when there is understanding, it's there instead of ignorance. So we are talking about Paramatta Dhamma, the absolute truth. There is not only citta, there must be different chetasikas,
yes,
conditioned different chittas. Only citta itself is not attachment, aversion, or anything. It is that which is element, the tattu, which arises to know, to experience. Only that, and then follow it. And the other chetasikas arise with each citta. At moment when lopa arises, dosa cannot arise. So we talk about chetasika, which arises with every citta, and the chetasika, which arises only with akusala citta, because citta can be akusala only when it's accompanied by akusala chetasika. And the sopana, it can arise with kusala, and kusala vipaka, and kriya. Not so. No one can do anything, because actually there are only the four paramatta dhammas. No matter what, it boils down to paramatta dhamma. What is this? It's real. It's a reality. No matter you call it what, or you don't call it at all, or call it in different language, it's hard. Arising and falling away, and what is seen as nimitta of hardness when there is touching. Arising and falling away, as soon as there is touching, it's there, because it's conditioned to arise before touching. Otherwise, touching cannot touch if they arise together. So we learn to understand citta, how many of them, and chetasikas, how are there, what are they.
Ajahn said it's conditioned to arise before...
Everything which arises.
Ajahn said before touching?
Before citta. For example, the eye base. It does not arise at the same moment of seeing. It arises before. So the rupa, which can impinge on it, can impinge on it. Even the rupa, which impinge on it, which is seen now, arises before seeing. So Buddha pointed out, when does it arise, and when it is experienced, and then what falls away, citta falls away many moments, and the rupa falls away, one rupa falls away.
Ajahn is saying that for seeing to arise, there needs to be the eye base before, and also the visible object
arise before
seeing. And when eye base and visible object touch, then seeing arise.
But it's not because of that, it's because of pasa chetasika. See?
Pasa is touch, contact.
Contact. Because the rupa and rupa contact, no seeing
right.
at all. But it depends on pasa chetasika, the first chetasika which is mentioned, because without it, citta cannot arise. So the pasa is the chetasika. Nama, no shape, no form, the reality which can experience object by touching. So patta touches, but it does not experience like citta, because it performs the function of touching, contacting.
The contact between the eye base and the visible object. The contact.
See? So
Without the contact, you cannot have seeing.
So, what is the object that contact touches?
What is the object that...
That contact, pasa, touch.
Pasa or...
Pasa, chetasika. Pasa is chetasika. It experiences the object by touching.
By touching.
So, now... At moment of touching, at moment of seeing, the chetasika, which is pasa, contact or touches the object, So it experiences the object by touching. Citta experiences the object by being the chief of knowing what is there, clearly. So each cetasika has its own characteristic and its own function.
And characteristics and?
Function.
Function.
Pasa cannot do anything. It experiences object by touching, that's all. And citta arises with pasa. Because when pasa touches sound, citta hears. When pasa touches the visible object, citta sees. So now, depends on pasa what seeing sees. Without pasa, which touches on the visible object, which impinge on the eye, base, there will never be seeing. But because of pasa, which impinge on the eye base, citta arises just to see. But when pasa touches the sound, pasa arises with that pasa hears. It cannot see, depending on pasa. So by paccaya, pasa is ahara paccaya. It brings everything.
Animates food. Food.
Yeah, nutriment. But how does it work, nutriment?
Because without pasa, can there be citta and cetasika? No. Seeing or hearing or thinking?
No.
So by way of conditions, conditional, pasa is ahara paccaya, by way of touching.
It's ahara because it produces citta, or why?
Because of it, there's the other reality which has to follow it. When
pasa is a cetasika or citta?
Cetasika.
Cetasika, okay.
Cetasika cannot be citta.
It can't be citta.
Yeah, and this is now seeing needs pasa arising with citta. Because whenever pasa touches citta, experience that instantly together, but by different function. Without this, how can there be less attachment to that which appears now?
And this means this
pasa?
Pasa is more than 60% root causes of a lot of things.
That is thinking. How many percent? So on.
It's perch.
This is original Patijasamupada. Yeah.
Dependent origination Patijasamupada. I still don't have very clear ahara.
What is ahara?
Nutriment.
It brings what?
Brings a new rupas.
With apasa, can citta arise and experience?
No.
But citta is not rupa.
No.
Ahara brings new
rupa. There are four kinds of ahara.
Oh.
Vijnana is also ahara. It brings citta. It brings cetasika.
Okay.
And cetana is also ahara.
Oh,
different ahara. Four kinds of ahara, aspajya.
So what are the four kinds of ahara, Ajahn?
Pasa is pasahara.
Oh.
And
cetana
is also ahara pajya. And citta is vijnanahara. Yeah. For instance, now there is pasa at moment of seeing. It touched the visible object, so citta arises and experiences it. They cannot be separated, arise together. Not this first, no, not only one reality can arise by itself. Because pasa does not arise with rupa.
No, when it doesn't arise.
Everything is now. Abhi Dhamma means Dhamma now. So this question Dhamma is one of the 38 Mangala.
Yes, it's Mangala.
38 Mangala. Discussing Dhamma is one Mangala.
Everything can be proven, understood, because it's now arising and passing away unknowingly. Each word is thought, which condition speaking.
Ajahn, Patipati is the moment when Sati arises.
With Pandya.
Together with Pandya,
certainly,
right?
Certainly. Without Pandya, it cannot be Patipati. It cannot directly be aware with understanding.
So Sati by itself is not enough.
Can Sati arise alone?
Not alone, but it can arise without
Pandya.
Without Pandya.
When there is no understanding, there are many moments of kusala by giving, and abstaining from killing and so on. Yeah.
But if it is Patipati, it has to arise with
even
Pandya.
Pariyati must be Pandya, which understands. Otherwise it's useless just to read how many kind of Paramattha Dhamma for this citta is accompanied by how many Chetasika. No use.
So for Pariyati you also need Sati.
Pariyati is understanding the words of the Buddha about reality.
But there is no Sati involved.
There is Sati at level of understanding. When you hear the words you don't understand, it's not Pariyati. All the words of the Buddha is Panya.
Panya.
From his enlightenment, each word bring about Panya. Each word. Like Dhamma, see?
Ma'am, you spell Panya.
Panya, understanding.
Understand. Pragya.
Wisdom.
Do you know the element or the root or the what you call Tatu of Ya? Ya Tatu. It means know.
It
to
means
know.
To know.
So there are Sanya. To know as remembering or marking. Only as it is. Just only as it is. It can know, that's all. But it's not Panya. So the vinyana is the experience. Because it's not the rupa. Because the rupa cannot experience at all. It cannot experience anything. But the ya must be knowing to know or know. So there are three kinds. The same tattoo of words or whatever, I don't know the English word. The vinyana is the experiencing.
Vinyana,
experiencing. It knows. Right now, it knows. And sanya, it knows by marking, remembering.
Sanya, remembering.
It knows by way of marking. Otherwise, we don't know what it's what. But by this Jetasika, Sanya is Jetasika. And Panya, see, to understand thoroughly. Panya. Panya. Panya,
understanding.
Understanding. So the Sanya.
This mem, Ya means to know.
To know.
To. Ya to know.
Okay. And then when it's Sanya, Vinyana, and Panya, different kind of knowing. To know as general, seeing, hearing, experiencing is vinyana. It means citta. The citta knows by such, only such, just know, just experience. But the sanya knows by way of marking, remembering. Memory is sanya. And panya, to understand the truth. So two, the sanya and the panya are different chetasikas. They are chetasikas. And vinyana is citta. Too much to learn. But all are panya, the words of the Buddha.
Yeah, it's
in 45 years, each word should be studied carefully, perfectly. So pariyati means understand perfectly, thoroughly. Priyati. Otherwise, there cannot be condition for direct understanding just one reality at a time. Clearer to see that there's no self. As long as it is that, it is not me or I. So it's very deep, very subtle, that people who do not understand say that the teachings of the Buddha is not difficult.
Yes, ma'am.
Who is that person?
Most ignorant.
Who dares to say so? The only one in the whole universe must be Buddha, only one. So when you hear someone say that the teaching is not difficult, that person does not know who is the Buddha.
Exactly. I have encountered these type of people in India.
The more there is the understanding, the more one begins to understand the great and wisdom of the Buddha. The first refuge, without him, no one knows about reality right now. So what we like is gone. So it's so foolish to cling to that which is completely gone all the time. Never to return to be object of clinging. But foolishness or avijja clings.
Ajahn, but I see that my habits come back all the time.
Yeah.
they go, oh my.
The ideas are so very, very deeply rooted. From eons until now. And continue on and on. With ignorance. So it's the idea of my thing all the time. My memory is not yours. Never. We just think about birth and death. It's gone completely. No more, this personality. But before that, see, each moment, each day, each night, see, whatever appears gone completely, all the time, unknowingly.
You only told all the time there is a momentum death.
What is left is only clinging and ignorance and other akusla and kusla accumulated. To condition new personality after death, instantly. Death is not frightened, scared at all, because it's like bawanka. Birth cannot be known, bawanka cannot be known, because it's not moment of experiencing anything through that doorway at all. So nothing appear. What appear must be one doorway. Whether it is eye door or ear door and or mind door, but when it's not the experiencing through these doorways, nothing appears. Like Pavanga and Patisanti, the same as death, the same kind of citta which perform the function of Patisanti citta, perform the function of Pavanga by the same karma to be this person, as long as karma still produce result. And the last moment of that karma, no condition to condition any citta, because it ends up that karma, no more. Instead of performing pavanga like usual, the last one performs a function of death. The same kind, unknown, like while one is fast asleep, nothing appear, even it arises and falls away, it does not appear. So birth and bawanka and death moment does not appear to be known. And after death, patisanti citta from the other karma condition patisanti again, just close like this, no gap in between.
Patisanti is birth citta.
Mm-hmm.
The first citta in this life, that's called patisanti. It's a kind of bawanga citta.
Because it performs a function of arise after last life, death. After death, nothing can arise except only the bhavatriya, the patisanti follows, succeeds instantly. From this person, no more the new one, by another karma. like this one is not last life at all. Again and again and again, non-stop. When it's the self, it's good to be born, to see again and hear again. But when it's not I, it's just that absolute reality. No one can control. It's the way it is. Just arise and falls away, non-stop, by conditions. Very tiring when Panya is there. It's not me, but it has to see, it has to hear, it has to think. It has to do, but it's not me. It's conditioned by different kinds of realities. Chitta, cetasika, rupa, not more than that.
Ajahn, having to see and having to hear.
Can you stop it right now?
No.
To see? See?
But is that dukkha?
Why not?
Having to see, having to
just
hear.
Just arise
dukkha.
To perform the function of seeing and then go on. No one there, not you.
What kind of dukkha is that? Because
the absolute dukkha, the Ariya Satcha, the four Ariya Satcha. What is the first one? Dukkha Ariya Satcha, which means the arising and falling away, never again, rise again, no more. Is that not dukkha? Just to arise and fall away. No one can control, no one can stop the way it is. No self, because completely gone, never to return. Is it good? When it's not good, it's what?
Tukha.
Before one can see the tukha, it has to be vipassana jnana, not the first one. Otherwise, just
not the first one.
Not the first vipassana jnana, because you see that no matter how many times we talk about the arising and falling away of realities, nothing works. Just the same, just hear and understand, and it's me. So just hearing is not enough to letting go the idea of self. It has to be this moment, unexpectedly. Because who know what will be the next at all. But whatever arises has conditions. So it's panya which has to begin from hearing, listening and understanding clearer and clearer and clearer to condition the moment of patipatti, not I. But it's the moment of direct awareness of that which is understood from hearing, considering, listening. So it's impossible just to say that let's go to the meditation center and walk slowly. What for? Did Buddha accumulate the panya just to tell people to go and then walk, not naturally, to know what? Not at all. That's why I say, the meditation center destroys the teachings of the Buddha. The wrong understanding, all kinds of wrong understanding, destroy the words, the meaning, the truth of the Buddha's word. And this is today's and tomorrow and so on, when people do not pay attention to the teachings respectfully, carefully. And it's not kusala at all to let people have wrong understanding of the highly refused, the right words of the Buddha. So the teachings of the Buddha just for those who really want to understand the truth and knows who knows the truth. The Buddha, not the other. So I just talk about this no matter where and when.
No matter where and when? Ajahn said no matter when.
I talk about meditation center destroy the teachings, wrong understanding destroy the teachings of the Buddha, and whatever is not right, not true, the words, is not the word of the Buddha.
Anywhere, anytime.
Anytime, anyway, even now. If you'd like to be a good friend, you don't want your friend to misunderstand the teachings of the Buddha.
You have to say the truth.
The best thing in life is to understand the truth of life, of reality. The best gift in the world is the understanding of the words of the Buddha. And that Buddha gave us the best gift as Kalyanamitta. He is the best of all, Kalyanamitta. This is his words in Tipitaka.
Ma'am, I don't know. I just got the information from you only. Ma'am, arhats have only having one chitta, kriya chitta, kriya.
Can that be possible? Just one? Because Buddha knew that the chitta has to arise one another in order by paccaya. Yes. So after seeing the order process of experiencing whisper object, there can be other citta and then panya, many pavanga in between, and the mind of process receiving the that which is seen, and understanding has to arise at mind of process, not sense of process, not pavanga. See, but as much as we can know is that at which appear, we don't know the cittas in between seeing and hearing and mind our process at all. But by understanding from hearing the right word from the Buddha, it's true. Because what can one know is only that which appears. That which that does not appear, can anyone know? Like the citta before seeing. There must be citta before seeing.
It's there. It's there. Ma'am, both words are same, enlightened one and the complete enlightened one.
What do you mean by enlightenment?
Buddha.
The panya which can experience directly the Four Noble Truths. They cannot be experienced at once, but stage by stage. The first jhana is not sotapatimaka. It's not moment of enlightenment, but the darkness at that moment is known by panya, what is what. Like now we talk about the reality which can experience. We keep on thinking about this at moment of seeing. But the seeing itself is not directly experienced yet. But it sees. See? So we learn to understand reality from hearing and understanding from listening. See? And then, after this, at 4 o'clock, do you still talk about it or think about it? Or everything comes as usual?
No, ma'am.
See? So the understanding is there, accumulated. But it depends on condition. When time comes, we talk about it again. And understanding it a little bit more and more. And this is pariyatti, to have confidence in the truth which hasn't directly experienced yet. It has to be penetrated. It's much deeper than we think, deeper and deeper. So now we talk about what appears now very deeply, right? The arising and falling away does not appear yet, but we talk about it. And it cannot be conditioned for sammasati with panya, patipati. Isn't conditioned to arise yet. But it has the ingredient or the understanding, depending on whether it is enough to condition sammasati right then, unexpectedly, by panya. Now citta and chetasikas are working all the time. The five khandas, the sankhara khanda is now working. So the next moment is better understanding.
Okay.
No one, no self. Just develop understanding from listening, understanding, being more confirmed and confident on anatta-ness. All dhammas are anatta. Nobody likes to have akusala, but it's there. Would anyone like to experience reality like panya, which experience it as vipassana yana, beyond imagination?